This is Common Sense Radio. Straightforward and no excuses.
All right. Come on now.
This is the Steve Gruber Show.
Call me crazy.
Oh, yeah.
What I said was perfectly right and spot on accurate.
Boy's got a mouth like a cannon, always shooting it all.
Stop. I mean, you're way off script.
Got it in me. Gonna quit until it all comes out.
Hey, boy.
Yeah, you know, it's not cynical, it's common sense.
Pay attention to me when I'm talking to you.
I'm gonna rock the nation. Rock the nation.
Genuine, accountable, and raw. Here is Steve Gruber.
It's Wednesday, time to roll up your sleeves and get back to work. You've had a nice few hours off. Time to get back to it now. It's the Steve Gruber Show. Greatly appreciate your support. I direct your attention to SteveGruber.com for all the things you need related to this program, follow-up, information, and such. For example, if you'd like to listen live, go to SteveGruber.com, click the Listen Live button, bam, there you are. Podcasts, like yesterday's report from Utah State University and others saying that this whole notion of green energy is costing you a fortune. These can all be found at SteveGruber.com. So where to start today? I mean, there's any given day I look at this and I go, all right, where do I start? Because there are six lead stories any given day in the way the world used to be. But with this president, this administration, the flailing and failing foreign policy, Hillary Clinton's ongoing email scandals, and, of course, Donald Trump's ongoing ego, these things all come together to say, you know, what's number one today? I think I'm going to start with a little bit of politics and Hillary hit by a Cadillac. Hillary Clinton hit by a Cadillac, if you didn't hear about this. Hillary Clinton, the flailing front runner of the Democratic nomination for president, got hit again yesterday, this time by a Cadillac. More specifically, she was hit with the so-called Cadillac insurance plans, which unions across the nation offer their members oftentimes. The elite plans become a campaign issue because Obamacare levies a stiff tax on the high-end insurance policies. Remember, they got a break from it to begin with, but now those taxes are back and the unions are screaming like a smashed cat. In the wee hours yesterday, Clinton, in an effort to breathe life into her gasping campaign, made a policy decision to buy union votes. I mean, to exempt unions from the punishing tax on their insurance policies. It is pandering at its best. Hey, relax, everybody. I'm going to tax all of those other idiots, but I'll let you guys slide just as long as you vote for me next November. Good. That's the way it works. All right, good. Wink, wink. But for Clinton, the big government giveaway didn't pay off the way she intended. In fact, it seems she may have blown her cover with this one. Mm-hmm. And got nothing in return. The Teamsters yesterday said they would be holding back any endorsement and want to meet with top Republican candidates instead. For real. In fact, Republican frontrunner Donald Trump, who has a long-running relationship with the Teamsters, may be the one who garners the union's endorsement. That's right. Surprise! Did the Donald just hit another one over the fence? He may have. Either way, he made contact. So, who was the last Republican to garner the Teamsters' support? A little history quiz for you there. Who was the last Republican president, or nominee, I should say, to garner the Teamsters' support? Well, my friends, that would be Ronald Reagan. In 1980, he created the Reagan Coalition with Blue Dog Democrats and others in the middle. Oh, but don't worry. Hillary isn't fazed a bit. I mean, just ask her. She fully expected this to be a very competitive race. And she expected all these things, you know, and Bernie Sanders, uh-huh, and I'm the tooth fairy, okay? Okay. Yeah, the Teamsters deal is an embarrassment, to say the least. They were behind closed doors, 26 of them, and refused to endorse Hillary Clinton, the 26-member board. Let's look at another report here. Decided unanimously to withhold the presidential endorsement. They want to sit down with the Republicans and figure out where the Republicans stand. Yeah, that's quite a change of events, to say the least. Since 1980, the unions have lined up solidly behind the Democratic nominee, barely asking a question. And now their support is no longer available. So that's what's happening domestically. What's happening in foreign policy? Well, pretty simple. Vladimir Putin now has received permission from Parliament for Russian forces to take place in bombing raids in Syria 2 days after the Russian leader spoke to the United Nations and called for an international coalition against terrorism to fight the Islamic State. Meanwhile, the Russians are calling for the United States to get out. Here's a quote. You all know well that in the territory of Syria and Iraq, a number of countries are carrying out bombing strikes, including the United States. These actions do not conform with international law. To be legal, they should be supported either by a resolution of the UN Security Council or be backed by a request from the country where the raids are taking place. That came from Sergei Ivanov. Part of Putin's team. And Ivanov went further and said the Syrian president Bashar al-Assad had asked Russia for military assistance, making Russia's actions legitimate, and the United States needs to pack up and leave. Are you embarrassed yet that Vladimir Putin is barking orders at the United States and, more importantly, at the United States military? So weakened, are we? So transformed is the United States. So fundamentally transformed by Barack Obama that our military is being shooed. Shooed out. Get out, get out, get out, get out. Go on. Go on. Take your guns and your bombs and run along. Putin told the United Nations, by the way, the world should come together to fight the Islamic State in the same way it joined forces to fight Hitler. Because in Russia's education, they teach their children about the greatness of Russia and that Russia actually won the Second World War. They forget to point out that it was the Allies that fought from the South Pacific to Alaska to Europe to Africa to win the Second World War, primarily because of the efforts and the industrialization of America. But not in Russia. You see, while people here in America tear America down every day, Vladimir Putin tells his people how great Russia is. And the end result? Russia telling America to get out of Syria. It's 14 after on the Steve Gruber Show. There's a nice cold slap in the face. Welcome to it.